ఆచార్య పదవి విశేష సంప్రదాయక
up to that we have seen. Adaha also we have seen. Then Gana Sutra. You see, Panini made some Ganas. Gana means a group of words. Sometimes a group of Upasarkas, which are also words. And so, these words are made into a Gana. And the name of the Gana is the first word. Swaradi Ganam. So the first word is Swar. And so other words are there. So the Gana is called Swaradi Ganam. And for every Gana, he makes a few sutras. Those sutras help us in understanding that Gana. And they apply only to the Gana. And they give us a kind of, like you make a table. And below you make notes. The notes pertaining to the table. That those notes are only for the table. This is how Gana Sutras have to be understood. Upasagga vibhakti swara pratirupakascha.
Upasagga vibhakti swara pratirupakascha.
Pratirupaka means resembling. So there are avyayas which resemble upasagga, but they are not upasagga. Upasagga means it has to go and attach to a verb. That is what upasagga is. Whereas it is not upasagga, therefore verb or no verb it can be used. It is avyayam, but it resembles upasagga. Upasagga pratirupakam avyayam. Then vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. It looks like a vibhakti, but it is not vibhakti. Like chirena, chiraya, chirat, chiram. They are not vibhaktis. They all mean one and the same. There is no karaka associated with it. Chiram is not karma. Chirena is not karana. Chiraya is not sampradana. Chirat is not apadana. Chirasya is not shashti sambandha. They are all vibhakti pratirupakas. They look like a vibhakti, but they are not a vibhakti, which means there is no karaka association. It just means after a long time. That is the meaning of it. Na chirena adhikachati, Shri Krishna in Gita. So, very soon. Chirena means after a long time. Na chirena, two separate words. Not after a long time. So, adhikachati. Like that he says, jnanam. One can get jnanam. One will indeed get jnanam. Not after a long time. Means quite early. How early? It depends. So, like that chirena. That is the vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. Then swara pratirupakam avyayam. What is the swara pratirupaka? Ach. Swara is ach. Swara vyanjana, they say. Swara is ach and vyanjana is hal. So, it resembles an ach. Like u. A, something like that. That U is not a syllable of the ach type. It is an avyayam. So, like Uma, U. She is addressing Parvati. Ma, no. There U is an avyayam. It is not a syllable of the alphabet. But it resembles the syllable of the alphabet. So it is ach or swara pratirupakam avyayam. Now, these are the avyayas. Now, first come the avyayas of the upasagga pratirupaka type, resembling upasagga. Avadattam.
Avadattam.
So, it means something which was given. That is the meaning. But it is avyaya. It resembles upasagga. Dattam is the verb. Ava is the upasagga. So it is as if the verb preceded by upasarga, as if it looks like that. But it is not like that. It just means, it just is an avyayam. If you take the verb da dane, so if you take that verb and put upasarga ava and then tapratyaya, you won't get avadattam, you will get avattam. Tapratyaya comes as a past participle, so you won't get avadattam, you get avaktam. Avattam. Therefore, avadattam is not upasarga plus verb plus kta. It is not. It is just a single word avyayam. Very interesting example. Okay, this is a good example. So avadattam, so Mahabhashyakara gave a few examples. You may read that verse, avadattam vidattancha,
avadattam vidattancha,
pradattancha adikarmani,
pradattancha adikarmani,
sudattam anudattancha,
sudattam anudattancha,
nidattam iti cheshyate,
nidattam iti cheshyate.
So these are all the usages which are avyayas, which are not upasarga plus dhatu plus kta, which they are not. And so, all of them mean something which is donated or given. That is a upasarga pratirupakam avyayam. It looks as if it is upasarga, but it is not. So, very good example is given, so that in the context of upasarga it looks different. That is upasarga. This is upasarga pratirupakam avyayam. Okay. Next. Vibhakti pratirupakam avyayam. That is the next example. Aham yuhu.
Aham yuhu.
It looks like shambhuhu. Shambhuhu, shambhuhu, shambhavaha. It is not. It is not ukaranta pumlinga shabda. It is avyayam. So, it means very egoic person. Ahankaravan. One who has a huge ego. So, see, ego is very painful. And ego makes you suffer. It is, I remember, you see, what happened is, in childhood, there was a sand heap. It was delivered. In a lorry or in a cart. And so they deliver it on the road. In India, you know, we put everything on the road. So all construction material is put on the road. Half of the road could be closed, and the remaining half they will be managing, and we use construction material. So it was delivered on the road in the village. And now it has to be transported inside the home. I mean, the home is there, and inside the home there is some open ground, and this has to be shifted there because some construction has to be done. The construction people will come, two people will come next day. So my uncle told me, you call another two boys and take these small bowls and transport this from here to inside. So I said, why two, three boys? I can do it all of myself. He told, not like that. I appreciate your spirit, but you will not be able to do all of it yourself. You get hold of two more boys, you tell them I am calling. I told, what are you thinking of me? He said, okay. He went away. And I started doing. And even before one third could be finished, I could see that it is very hurtful thing, and he was very right. And there was no need for me to be so egoic. But now, at least now I should accept my mistake and go to those boys and say, uncle calls. But I challenged him, so I cannot accept my mistake. That is another aspect of the ego. And so I did all of it. And I was just about to cry because it's very painful. The sand is very heavy and all that, wet sand. Then I understood, oh, this is how ego makes us suffer. Ego is very painful. Egoless existence is very happy existence, a huge freedom. You cannot imagine how free it makes you. Anyway, aham yuhu, one who is very, very egoic. And also, you come across an egoic person, it is better to keep away. Because he will make you suffer also. So we have to keep away from egoic people. God bless them, let them deal with their ego. But we should not become victims of other person's ego for the sake of some nicety. You know, you want to be nice. We call it in Telugu Mohamatam. So you want to be nice. You are feeling miserable inside, but outwardly you want to appear nice. It is very painful. These niceties are very painful. They are all, and the other person will take advantage of you. Anyway, ahankaravan sashushruvaunstadvachanam mumoha rajasahishnusutavipryogam. Even as I read, I can see the context. So Vishwamitra came and asked for Rama. And Dasharatha Maharaja heard the request. So Shushruvan tadvachanam. Tasya Vishwamitrasya vachanam. Shushruvan son. Even while listening to Vishwamitra's words, Saha Dasharatha Raja, Saha Raja, Mumoha, Moham praptavan. He became unconscious. Why? Suta viprayogam asahishnu. So separation from the sun is unbearable. He cannot bear with it. So suta viprayogam means sutasya ramasya viyogam asahishnu sun. So sahadashrataha maharajaha mumoha moham praptavan. Okay? Aham yunatha kshiti pashubham yurupecha shubham yuruche vachastapasa kunjarena. Aham yunatha. So then aham yuna vachaha uche. Aham yuna means the one who is ahankari. He has used it as a aham yuna aham yuhu. Oh, aham is the avyaya there. Aham, yeah, I got it. Aham is the avyaya. Okay, now you is added to it. You comes in the meaning of matvartha. You know matvartha? So, one who has. It is called, in that sense, mat prachaya will come. And in some cases, mat is replaced by vat. Guna vat shabdam. Ekavachana becomes gunavan. Dhana vat dhanavan. Kirti mat. When E is there, mat will come. Kirti man. So, like that, this is called matvartha. The pratyaya, which has the meaning of mat. Matvartha. Why? How that vake matvartha? They call it matvartha. Why vake madar? It is mat.
Matu.
Matu. Yeah. Matu. It is matup.
Matu.
It is matup. Pu is God, Idvarna, U is Ucharanartha. And therefore it will also go Padeshe Jirunasika. He will put a Anuswara, this Arunasika there. So it is Matu and Matvartha. Matu Artha. And what are the Matvartha Pratyayas? Mat is Matvartha. Vat and you is Matvartha Pratyaya. Now, this is a very interesting structure it is. If a Pratyaya, if you want the meaning of Aham, then Aham won't come. Mat will come. Asmat will come. Asmat is the Shabda. Aham is Prathama Ekavachana. Therefore, if you want to add a Pratyaya to the Shabda, you have to add to Shabda only. You should not add to the Prathama Ekavachana. Suppose, Dhanavan, Dhanavat, you add to Dhana, which is the Shabda, Akaranta Shabda, Pratipatika. You don't add to Dhanam, Dhanam, Dhane, Dhanani, Prathama Ekavachanam is Dhanam. You won't add the Vat to Dhanam. You add the Vat to Shabda, Pratipatika, which is Dhana. Similarly, you, if you want to add to the Shabda, you have to add it to Asmad you. Then Panini Maharshi said, Tvama Veka Vachane. Eka, in the context of Eka Vachana, Tvama will come. Mapariyantasya, that is the Paribhasha. So Mad it becomes. Asmad. So Mad it becomes. Okay? And so Mad you should have. You is the Pratyaya. So, mad you should have. What you have there? Aham, yuhu. That aham cannot be prathama ekavachanam. Because prathama ekavachanam doesn't get the pratyaya. Then what is that aham? It is an avyayam. Meaning aham only, but avyayam. Therefore, it has come as aham, yuhu. Means one who has ego. Egoic person. One who has the I, very strong I. Not really I, me. That is Vedanta. But in Vyakarana, I is good enough. So Ahankara person, the one who has Ahankara, egoic person. Now, okay, now come back to that verse. Aham yuna tapasa kunjarena. He is the elephant-like tapasyali. Their elephant means powerful. That is the meaning of it. So tapasa kunjara means a very great tapasyali, a very great person of austerities. That is the tapasa kunjarena. But then he is a great person of austerities, true, but he has a lot of ahankara. Aham yuna tapasa kunjarena vishwamitrena by vishwamitra Vachaha Uche. The word was spoken. Who was Uche? Kshitipaha. Vachaha Uche. Dvikarma Kadhatu. So, the king was addressed. That is one karma. The word was said. That is another karma. Therefore, Kshitipaha Vachaha Uche. By whom? Aham Yuna. Tapasa kunjarena. Atha afterwards. That is the verse. Okay? So this is how Vishwamitra has replied to him. That is the story. Bhatti Kavyam. Bhatti has written story of Rama in his own poems. That is called Bhatti Kavyam. The specialty of that Kavyam is it uses all the Vyakarana usages in that. You can find. So this Aham Yu appeared there. You can have similar pratyayas. Shubham yuhu. Shubham yuhu. If you apply yupratyaya to the pratipadika, you should get shubha yuhu. But it is shubham yuhu. That shubham is avyaya.
So this applies to
Sage
Vishwamitra Swamiji?
Yeah.
That he was ego.
He is a very egoic person. That is what Bhatti says. generally Vishwamitra means angry and egoic. What else? Vishwamitra is angry and egoic. He is not necessarily that. That is how people understand. You see, you want a story, and in the story you want good versus bad. Therefore Vasishtha is good, Vishwamitra is bad. Chalta hai. He is not bad.
Because he is Kshatriya Swamiji, maybe he must be carrying some of his the qualities of...
No, he doesn't. He is a Brahmarshi. At one time he was like that. He was not about to give shapam to Dasharatha Maharaja. He says, hey Dasharatha, you are making a mistake. You are spoiling Rama. You don't teach anything to him worthwhile. You don't allow me to give some good things to him. Rakshasas are coming from that side. You are sleeping. You are old. You cannot do anything. And Rama has to become king now. You will make him king in a few months. You are waiting for the opportunity. So a spoiled young man who doesn't have any skills and who is not exposed to any difficulties of life, he is made into the king. That is what you are going to do. You will spoil him thoroughly. Thereby any hope that he will stop these rakshasas will be gone. So you have your way. I came to help Rama. I did not come to get some help for myself. But you are not going to release him. Okay, have a nice life. You promised you will give him. Now you want to go back. Astu, go ahead, do that. And he was about to go. He is not doing anything more than that. This is Valmiki. But not other books. Valmiki is like this. Then Vasishtha says, hey Maharshi, just wait. And then, so Maharshi stands. Then he says, you send Rama with him. Because he will help Rama. He is not seeking your help or Rama's help. He is here to help Rama. So please send. Then Dasharatha agrees to Vasishtha's words. That is all. Therefore, what Bhatti says is not exactly correct. But that is not the point. The point is aham yuhu means ahankara person, sukham yuhu, the one who has sukha, kalyanam yuhu, the one who has kalyana, shubham yuhu, the one who has shubha, all matvarthiya pratyayas, usages. And all of them are avyaya pratirupa, vivakti pratirupaka avyayas. That aham is avyayam, shubham is avyayam, not shabda. Then vivakti pratirupaka avyayas are some more. Chirena, chiraya, chirat, chire. I did not know chire is also there. So that is also there. Chirasya.
Yeah. How many all of them have same meaning?
All of them have same meaning. Long time. Same meaning. Then astikshira.
Astikshira.
Yeah. Asti kshiram yasyasa. Yasyahasa. The cow which has milk. Now, asti, if it is the verb, it cannot participate in samasa. Asti doesn't come into samasa, if it is verb. If it is lat, prathama prasha, ekavachanam of asabhuvi, asabhuvi, then you cannot make samasa to that. Therefore, you can make it samasa when it is avyayam. When it is avyaya, it is subanta. Sup has disappeared. And supa. Therefore samasaha. Therefore asti means high, ease, but avyaya. Not as asabhuvi. Prathamaya kavachanam lat. It is not asti. Asti kshiram. That is one sup, subanta, another subanta, bahuvrihi samasa. Yasyasa, yasyaha dhenvaha, sadhenuhu. Astikshira. There asti is the avyaya. Astikshira is not the avyaya. Astikshira, like shubham yuhu. So aham yuhu. Aham yuhu is not avyaya. In the aham yuhu, aham is avyaya. Astikshira, asti is avyaya. But this asti resembles dhatu. Therefore, dhatu pratirupakaha, pratirupakam avyayam. Astikayaha. Astikayaha. Asti kayam yasya saha. Then we also say astitvam. The being. So there asti tva has come. That is not verb, that is avyaya. Then we have a usage in Patanjali's Yoga Darshana, asmita. Asmitvam or asmita. Asmita is one of the five kleshas, chitta kleshas. Avidya, asmita, ragadvesha, avinivesha, kleshaha. That is the sutra. Then asmita, ta is the bhavartha pratyaya. Like vahakaha, vahakasya bhavaha, vahakata. Or vahakatvam also, but ta. Asmita. This asmita, this asmi is not verb. It is asmita means the sense of the self-consciousness, I am. That sense, I am, a limited being. How are you limited? Suppose you are not limited. Suppose you are limited, then asmita cannot be an affliction. How it can be an affliction? You see, poison is not painful to the scorpion. Scorpion doesn't suffer of poison because it is poison to the human being, not to the scorpion. Two scorpions play, and while playing they sting each other. It is just a plaything for them. Nothing will happen to them because it is not poison. Whereas for a human being it is poison. So therefore if you are a limited being, and that sense of self-consciousness, it is not a painful thing. It should not be painful. In fact, it should be very good. But it is presented as klesha. Therefore, you are not a limited being. So you are only. If you are not a limited being, then what you are? You are unlimited being. So you are unlimited. Then why do you experience limitation? By identifying with that which is limited. What is that? Body and mind. By identifying with the body, you feel limited in space. By identifying with the mind, you feel limited in time. That is the space-time. Space-time equation. Desha-kala. And therefore it is an affliction. That's why it is counted there. This asmita identification is the direct product of avidya. Ajnana. Avidya means ajnana. You don't know your swarupa as unlimited. Therefore, you identify with the limited. And again, this sense of self-consciousness, which is a pain, asmita. Once you take yourself to be limited, then there are other limited things in the world. There are many. And once you say many, they are all limited. And now, you are attracted towards some of them, and you are averse to some more. Raga, dvesha. Then, the fear of death is waiting. Abhinivesha. Death is waiting. Therefore, there is the fear of death. That is called abhinivesha. This is the samsara. This is the analysis of Patanjali Maharshi, Yoga Darshanam. Therefore, Yoga Darshanam is very powerful. And Sri Krishna talks of these five, Shankara talks of these five. Because you cannot improve upon that discussion. That discussion is very complete. You cannot improve upon it. You need not improve upon it. That's why they straight away adopt the whole of it from Yoga Darshana. Anyway, so asmita, that came from Patanjali's Yoga Darshana is also by Patanjali only. And Patanjali is the Mahabhashyakara, Vyakarana Mahabhashyakara. So his usage of asmita is a good example for dhatu pratirupaka avyaya.
What are the other two?
Avidya, asmita, raga, dvesha, abhinivesha, chitta klesha. He names it as klesha. krishyati anena. Because of this, this person suffers. Krishyati. Khedam prapnoti. He suffers. So much suffering. Human beings suffer for no reason. That's why called ajnana. If you are suffering for a reason, nobody can call it ajnana, you know. The people suffer for no reason. They need not suffer. All suffering is needless. A Mahatma used to say, pain is inevitable. You have to undergo pain. Even if some anesthesia is there, anesthesia works all right. But that is also painful, you know. To give anesthesia, they give an injection. That is painful. And that anesthesia injection is very painful. Particularly painful. It's not like penicillin injection. They give it on the spine. And while they give it, it really causes pain. And once the anesthesia wears out, pain begins. Suffering, you cannot avoid pain. Pain, not suffering. Pain is inevitable. It comes. Small measure or a higher measure, it comes. But the suffering is needless. You need not suffer. For what? For what? People suffer. For what? For no reason. Absolutely no reason. So, for example, you look back in your life. Remember an occasion when you were worrying and worrying and suffering and suffering. And now you look at it now. And see what it is. You will know. You don't need to attend any class for that. You will know, oh my goodness. Unnecessarily I suffered. Unnecessarily. This is human bondage. Very painful. Anyway. Then swarapratirupaka avyayas. So those avyayas which resemble an arch. This is very convenient. I am becoming accustomed to it. There is a avyaya. It means a sambodhana. You address a person. Ananta.
Ananta.
O ananta. That is the meaning. Ananta. Then also akshepa means objection. In the apachasi jalma.
Apachasi jalma.
Jalma means bad guy. Apachasi is not naitat purusha or any such thing. Pachasi is verb. You cannot make naitat purusha with verb. Pachasi means pachasi. You are cooking. But apachasi means cooking very badly. Nowadays you are not cooking well. He jalma. The master is taking a lesson to the cook. Jalma apachasi. You see, the dvitiya tatpurusha is there. Tatpurusha samasa is there, you know. Siddhanta comedy. Dvitiya tatpurusha. Pradhava tatpurusha, dvitiya tatpurusha. So, khatvam arudhaha. Khatvarudhaha. Okay? The one who is sitting on a couch. Khatvarudha. The example given by Bhattoji Dikshada is Khatvarudho Jalmaha. That is the example. So, what does it mean? She is sitting on the couch. So, is a Jalva. Jalva means Dushta. So, the idea is those people, they used to sit on a mat. And elderly people, panditas, scholars, they are sitting on a mat. And this guy goes and sits in a couch. Khatvarudho jalmaha.
You will always remember that. You look at the
Siddhanta comedy, Dvitiya Tatpurusha Samasa. You will find that example. So, when I was reading Gaudi, Subraya has said that is the brahmachari. That is what he said. I was hesitating to say, but now I say that is the brahmachari. Brahmachari is not supposed to sit on the couch. Sitar, arudha means lying down also. Brahmachari is supposed to lie down on the floor, not on the couch. But he is a brahmachari and lie down, he is sleeping on the couch. Jalmaha. That is what it is. Brahmacharis are not supposed to sleep on couches and all that. They are supposed to sleep on the floor. Put some mat. Or there are creatures, they crawl around. Therefore, you put a table like this, a long one. In India you find such things.
Benches.
And then put a mat on that and lie down. Brahmachari should be like that. Anyway, these are all you may say, what they do, you know. So there are two ways of looking at it. One, those people, they lived like that, they have done tapas, great people, this and that. Or you can say they have all kinds of problems. They have problems. Not we are doing fine. They have problems. Because silly guys, you know. This is another way of looking at it. Now you can choose which way you like. Another swara pratirupakam avyayam. Yeah, this came from evannumanyase. So evannumanyase, that means so one topic is mentioned, and this topic, it is made purvapaksha. You object to it, but in a very polite way. Evannumanyase, oh, you think like that. Means what? I do not accept it. You think like that, but I do not accept it. That is the meaning of evannu manyase. Then can be recollecting. I remembered. That is the evankilatat. I know that it is like that. Yes, that is indeed so. Next, again sambodhana.
Indram pashya.
Oh, come on, you see the Indra. Indra means you see the Indra Dhanush, something like that. Or even rain is considered the blessing of Indra. Then vismaya means wonder.
Nipata eka janangya.
Nipata eka. Indram pashya, Why no sandhi? Indram pashya. Nipata eka janangya. Ekachi nipataha pragruhya samujnasyat natu ang. So e is a nipata and ekachi, and so it gets pragruhya samujna, and so no sandhi. Plutat pragruhyaha achi nityam. Even evan numanyase evan kelatat, in all those cases you don't get sandhi because they are all pragruhiyas. Again sambodhana. Isha means O Ishvara. Or Idrishasamsaraha. You see, address. The samsara is like this. Idrisha samsara. Means koi matlab nahi hota hai. Samsara, it seems to be very real, but it has no reality to it. It is like thin air, they say. Thin air. Like velara. The samsara is like that. So idrisha samsara. Anyway. Then again sambodhana. Uttishtha. Get up. Again no sandhi because nipata ekajana. Umeshaha. It means guess. Maybe umesha. Maybe guest. Or, oh, Umesha. Umesha is the name of a guy. Or even Shiva. You can say Umayahishaha Shivaha. Oh, Shivaha, Shiva, Lord Shiva. So there, who is a guess or a doubt, whatever. And there again, it is ach pratirupaka or swara pratirupakam avyayam. Nipataya kajanang applies. Then, O, A, I, O, Au. These are all ach pratirupaka or swara pratirupaka avyayas.
Ushare bijam vapati.
Every one of them means address. Oi, address. Ushare bijam vapati. He is planting the seed in a fallow land. Ushare bijam vapati. Planting the seed in fallow land. You see, suppose you say, samsaraha idrushaha or jagat mithya. There is a rule. You don't say this before people who think or who is very committed to the world. You don't say this to them because it is like throwing a seed in a fallow land. That seed won't sprout. Whereas a person who is saturated with the world, saturated means he has developed some disenchantment with the world. Now you tell him, come on, sit. The world is unreal. So that he will be at peace. Because he left the world and he is missing the world. People who leave the world, they miss the world. So sannyas lete hai and then start missing the world. Sannyasa means you give up a world. That is what sannyasa is supposed to be. Give up the world and sit in Hrishikesh 1 month. 1 month. And then start missing very badly. Samsara missing. And therefore, come to Haridwar and catch a train and come to plains. Missing the samsara. That's why for a person who believes that samsara is real, or whether they believe or not, they don't say samsara is real. They are just committed to samsara. They never question whether it is real or unreal. For such worldly people, you don't tell Vedanta and all that. Because it is throwing a seed in the fallow land. Fallow is a correct word? Fallow. F-A-L-L-O-W.
Barren.
Barren land, Oshara Kshetra. Then Telugu antarante Oshara Kshetra is Sanskritam Chaviti Nela. You are seeing the meaning of fallow? You see it?
It's not a fertile land.
Yeah. You see, take your time.
Plowed but left unseeded during a growing season.
And another meaning?
So land left unseeded during a growing season. The act of plowing land and leaving it unseeded. Condition or period of being unseeded. So that's on the same lines?
Same line. Not exactly the same. So anyway. So unfertile land.
Barren land.
Barren land. Ito bhava. Are come here. There A is the sambodhana. Ai vachandehi.
Ai vachandehi.
Come on, talk. Vachandehi means talk. Why you keep quiet? Open your mouth. I, Sambodhana. Oh Shravaya.
Oh Shravaya.
Oh means Oi. Shravaya. Shravaya means Sunav. Sunav. In Hindi is Sunavo. Means make us listen. Make us listen means what?
Talk.
You talk so that we can listen. That you have to bring in that listen. You should not altogether drop listening. So you talk so that we will listen. So that is called Shravaya. Advaryu says, oh Shravaya. Then the Hota and Udgata start singing the glory of the Devata. Au Mahatman.
Au Mahatman.
Aya Mahatma. That is the Au. Then Pashu.
Swamiji, one question there. In this Ushare Bijam Bhapati, the person who we are talking about is different from the person who, for whom the Abhimukhi Karnam is being done, right?
Yeah. Naturally.
There will be two different.
Because Vapati.
Vapati. Yeah.
Not Vapasi.
Just wanted to confirm that.
Right? Yeah, you are right. Pashu. Pashu means Vaidika Prayoga. Just keeping this Pashu, he says Asatve Pradaya Chadayo Satve Asatve. So the Pashu is not a life form. He is not an animal. Satva is a life form. So Chadayaha, in that list of Upasargas, in that list of avyayas, Pashu is there. They are given the name Upasarga. Upasarga, Kriya Yoga, Pradayascha, Chadayo, Satve, like that sutras are there. He puts Asatve, the Paryudasa. It doesn't apply to Cha and all those things, it applies to Pashu. So this Pashu is not Pashuhu. It is not the Pashu Pratipatika. It is the Pashu Avyayam, which is a Subanta, which means nice, proper. It is used in Veda only. Lodhan Nayanti Pashumanyamana.
Lodhan Nayanti Pashumanyamana.
Rigveda Mantra. Some meaning is there. I don't know what is Lodha. They are taking the Lodha, thinking that they are doing a right thing. They are not doing the right thing, but they are thinking that they are doing the right thing. And they are carrying Lodha, whatever that Lodha means. Shukam.
Shukam.
This is again Vibhakti Pratirupakam Avyayam. Shukam means Shigram. Shukam Gacchati.
Shukam Gacchati.
It is not parrot, Dvitiyayaka Vachanam. Shukaha is parrot. Shukam, Dvitiyayaka Vachanam. It is not that. Avyayam. Shigram Gacchati. You don't find any usages. You don't come across.
Yatha kathacha.
Don't care for that. So, indifference. Kaisa bhi karo. Sir, I have to go. Okay, jao. Kaisa bhi jao. Indifference. Yatha kathacha. What they call anadaraha. Indifference. Don't pay any attention. Yatha katha cha diyate.
Yatha katha cha diyate.
So somebody is doing dhanam in a very indifferent way. Okay, take it. Like that. Yatha katha cha diyate. See, I was somewhere. Then one of the swamis was there. Purubhai. Purubhai or swami? Some other swami. So he is giving fruits to all the devotees. So he has fruits there, takes a fruit and throws. And you have to catch it. And then throw. Catch it. Some childishness. Anyway, yatha katha cha diyate. So he is giving the fruit, kaisa bhi. Yatha katha cha diyate. Yatha katha cha dakshina.
Yatha katha cha dakshina.
So he is giving dakshinas. Dakshina you have to give with reverence, with respect you have to give. Also, while giving dakshina, you should not allow the other person to be embarrassed. He will be embarrassed. because your hand is up and his hand is down. So your hand is throwing and his hand is holding. Pakadta hai. So there is always an embarrassment in it. You have to give dakshina in a way that the embarrassment is minimal. Some embarrassment is inevitable. Some small inferior sense or whatever that becomes inevitable, but you have to give in a way that the embarrassment or that sense is not felt acutely. Suppose a photo op lagake, videos and then photos and okay, now you give it and I take it. Oh, aisa nahi, should not be like that. This photo op is a problem. Because nama-rupa buddhi ho gaya ra. Photo op is a problem. The rupa, ata sangha, sangha for the rupa.
Is it like anasakti or nirlakshyam?
Anadara, not anasakti, nirlakshyam only. No lakshyam. Yatha katha chadiyate.
Yatha katha chadiyate.
Kriyate va yatha katha cham.
Kriyate va yatha katha cham.
Yatha kathacham is yatha kathacha avyayam and am is the pratyaya, tadhitanta prayoga. So that is the avyaya associated with tadhitanta. So yatha kathacha diyate kriyate va yatha kathacham. Oh, he gives a very reverential way and whatever he does very irreverential way, very nirlakshyam way, means not paying any proper attention. It should not be like that. Whatever we do, we have to do with wholehearted love. Otherwise, don't do much. That's why I always say, do small karma. Don't do very big karma. A personal experience, I say. Once I started doing Rama Sahasranama. And it never ends. Especially, Lalita Sahasranama is biggest. It goes on and on and on. Every time you say Om and say Namaha. And then some people, Om, Aim Hrim Klim, Shri Matre Namaha, Om, Aim Hrim Klim, Srimat Simhasaneshwaryai Namaha. Like that, if you start, 10 Namas you will be doing very well. 20 also is okay. By the time you come to the 100, you are tired. Body, mind, it has its own limits. That's why they say, this is another psychology or philosophy, the ego wants a challenge. The body doesn't want any challenge. Body struggles, throat struggles, ego wants a challenge. So, once I said, I have jet lag, I said that. Another Mahatma told, who asked you to put the body at a speed of sound for so many hours? Then what I said, you know? Correct. I deserve what you said. Yeah, because the mind, ego wants to cross Atlantic in 7 hours or 8 hours. The body doesn't want it. And so, ego wants a challenge. Somebody wants to go to Everest top. Who asked you to go to Everest top? You did not go to the top of Everest. You don't need it. I will do Sahasranama Puja. It is your ego. That is the religious ego. If you don't have the energy for Sahasranama Puja, you need not challenge yourself like that. You do Ashtotra. Only thing is, do it with the total attention. Not yatha katha cha diyate kriyate cha yatha katha cham, aisa nahi hona chahiye. So that's why that greed, even in rituals, greed should not be there. Rituals should be condensed. Niyatam kuru karmatvam. Niyatam karma kuru. Shankara Bhashya, nityam karma kuru. Nitya karma is duty. Daily duty. Daily duties are not painful. They are very limited. You just do your duty. And you are now having a lot of attention span and also energy. You can use it in a different way. Anyway, So this yathakathacha, very interesting word. Paat,
pyat,
both are sambodhana, not used anywhere. Anga, this is sambodhana. It is used 1,000 times in Bhagavata. 1,000 times. Anga. Anga kachit kushali tataha.
Anga kachit kushali tataha.
This is Kadambari. Kadambari by Bana Bhatta. Anga, oi, kachit tataha kushali. Father is doing well. Tataha is father.
Prabhurapi janakana mangabho yachakaste Mahavira charitam. So Prabhurapi janakanam angabho yachakaste.
He is the Prabhu of the Janaka Desha. Bahuvachanam is Desha. Janakanam means Bahuvachanam. Means Desha. Janaka Desha. Kuru Nam. Kuru Desha. Janakanam of the Janaka Desha. Means Mithila Desha. He is the king of Mithila. But te yachakaha. Anga oyi. Te yachakaha. He is standing before you, seeking something from you. Like that. Mahavira charita.
Angadhishva bhaktante dasyami.
Anga, oyi. Adhishva, study well. Te bhaktam dasyami. Te means tubhyam. Unto you, bhaktam is aharam. I will give you food. Study well. I will give you food.
Trunena karyam bhavati shvaranam kimangavag hastavata narena.
Yeah. So, you see, very powerful people get things done even through a blade of grass. Something like that. Anga oyi. Then, anga kimanga. Kimanga, kim plus anga, kimanga, that is another usage. It is not sambodhana anymore. It means a lot. Kimanga vag hastavata narena. You see, these are some of these mahatmas, they get the work done even by a blade of grass. What to speak of the work that they can get done through an individual who has hands. A lot more work can be get done. There kimanga means a lot more. Then bathikya, third. What to say?
Shaktirastikasya chit videha rajasya chayamapi avaskanda yutum kimanga jamataram.
This is again Mahavira charitam. Mahavira charitam means Shri Rama charitam itchartha. The story of Shri Rama. Shirama is the Mahavira. That is, in that sense it is used. Not Jaina Mahavira. That is different. So, Videha Rajasya Chayamapi Avaskandayutum Kimanga Jamataram. So, Rama was challenged. Are, you cannot even overtake the shadow of the Janaka Maharaja. Even the shadow you cannot reach. What to speak of becoming the son-in-law for Janaka. Like that Rama was being challenged. Somebody. Rama or somebody else. So that is the context. So kimanga. We will keep at this point.
Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishna Arpanamastu.